Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
One hot Sunday afternoon in July, the local Turkish-American Society held a picnic in a state park in Northern Virginia. Now, Turks are a sober, restrained people, so when I arrived, I was not surprised at the scene in the open pavilion. No drinking, eating, dancing, or shouting, just circulating and talking. On one side, a young man strums softly on a Turkish folk instrument. In another corner, a cassette tape plays popular Turkish music. A row of tables in the center of the pavilion is being used for a backgammon tournament. Turks call it tavla, and back in Turkey, men play it a lot.
You're a winner?
Yes.
Congratulations. And I'm sorry, you played a very good game. Congratulations. Come back next year, and I hope you win.
Oh, yeah.
I say that to everyone.
There's another winner.
Okay, another winner? Your young girl?
A little girl. She beat
okay.
Her daddy.
Winner. Okay, now I have someone. Oh, she's
Errol.
Going to play. Okay. Errol?
A couple of tables away from the backgammon players, a group of women with hammers are beating on cloth bags filled with something. It turns out they are crushing ice for the homemade ice cream maker. Ice cream is popular in Turkish cities, and almost all the Turks in America come from urban areas. The fellow who was strumming is now joined by one friend and then another as he sings a folk song. His instrument is the long-necked lute called saz.
Şu karşıki dağda bir top karıydım. Şu karşıki dağda bir top karıydım. Yağmur yağdı ıldır ıldır eridim. Eridim aman aman aman. Yağmur yağdı ıgıt ıgıt eridim. Eridim aman aman aman. Evvel yâri sevgilisi beniydi. Evvel yarın sevgilisi beniydi. Şimdi uzaklardan bakan ben oldum. Evvel aman aman aman. Şimdi uzaklardan bakan ben oldum. El oldum aman aman aman.
Yukarı sesler.
Soon a whole chorus of friends clusters around the saz player.
Çarşambayı sen aldın, diyar sevdim. El aldı aman aman, diyar sevdim. El aldı.
Playing the Turkish long-necked lute called saz, Cemil Akça. A young woman enjoying the chorus probably speaks for many Turks when she talks about how music affects her.
My name is Gülden Brown.
Were you born in Turkey?
Yes, I was born in Turkey. I've been here for 6 years. I was raised in Turkey till I was 19 years old.
What do you think of this picnic?
Oh, I love it.
Why?
Oh, because it's one of the chances you get to see Turkish people in the area and meet them, ones I haven't met, and eating Turkish food, because I'm not a good cook.
Well, somebody was playing a saz a little while ago.
Yes.
What did you think of that?
I love to listen to it, yes, it's great. It's
What were you thinking when you heard that?
It reminds me back Turkey.
What?
I think that brings a lot more, music brings a lot more memories than anything else. Just incredible. Like, I've been here for 6 years. Still, only the songs I really like very much are the songs that I've listened first there and had memories of. Oh, this is a really old song. Most people wouldn't probably even remember, and Esmeray sings it. She's a black singer, and she's Turkish. We don't have many black people. She's very nice. And she sings Unutama Beni, which means don't forget me. Or Bitmek bilmez kapkaranlık geceler boyunca unutma beni. Unutama beni. Ayrılık acısını kalbinde duyunca unutma beni. Unutama beni. Ayrılık.
Another young Turk at that picnic happens to be a doctoral student in voice at an American university. His name is Müfit Bayraşa. I talked to him at the studio.
What does Turkish music mean to you here in America?
It means a lot to me. I think for anybody who is in the United States, for any foreigner, their own music is very, you know, meaningful. Because when we listen our music, we feel that we are at home, you know.
Did you go to the folk when the Turkish troop came here?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I've never seen that many Turks together, first of all. And it was a dynamite atmosphere, you know.
Do you mean the audience? The audience?
The audience and the players also.
What happened? Tell me.
I just felt that I was in Turkey, not at Kennedy Center at the time.
What
and
happened?
The players were great, actually.
What happened? Who was this now? Who came?
The Turkish state folk dancers.
Mm-hmm. And what was the response when they came out on stage?
The response was gorgeous. Everybody was standing up and, you know, shouting.
The audience?
Yes, the audience. This instrument is called saz.
So how long is this altogether, including the neck and the body?
Oh.
Meter and a half?
Yes. Maybe
it's more than a meter.
Meter, but not meter and a half quite. It's meter and...
About 4 feet, maybe?
Maybe, yes, that's right.
Just wrap on the body.
Like this?
Yeah, it sounds hollow. Could you just strike those strings one at a time to give me an idea? Makes a kind of a harmony by itself.
Yes,
just like
fourth
that.
And fifths. Uh-huh. Yes.
Could you play just a little bit on the melody string? What's that you're doing there? What are you?
It's kind of ornament. It's called çarpma.
Could you show me that again?
Yes.
Sakız akıyor, çamdan sakız akıyor. Kız nişanlını bakıyor, kız nişanlın bakıyor. Eskide nişanlın gelmiş, eskide nişanlın gelmiş. Burca burca kokuyor. Burca burca kokuyor. O yana da dön der sar beni. Bu yana da dön.
Müfit Bayraş'a playing the Turkish saz and singing a folk song with a German lieder voice style. Müfit is basically European-oriented in his music, but he hasn't completely forgotten his roots, especially those in folk music. Years ago, I knew a Turkish psychiatrist in Toronto who played traditional Turkish classical music. This kind of music is so rare among Turks in America that I had to hear for myself when a friend told me of someone in Los Angeles who plays Turkish classical music. I went to L.A. and met Ergun Tamer, who plays a classical, more delicate long-necked lute than the saz, called tambur. Ergun was alone in his love of Turkish classical music until he heard a Lebanese immigrant in Los Angeles playing an improvisation, or taksim, on the Near Eastern reed flute.
I heard him play in one of the concerts. He had a sabah ney taksim. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. And then I said, I can't stay away from that.
And how could a Turk and a Lebanese get along musically?
That I don't know. Turkish music and Arabic music is very, very similar.
Would they have played music together back in Turkey or Lebanon?
Oh, no. No way. We may have met, but we wouldn't have played together. In United States, the Turkish music and Arabic music is not that abundant. You wouldn't find it everywhere. I like it. And he loves it also. Then the outlet is for us to get together and play.
In 10, 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 3, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. playing classical Turkish music, Cihad Rasi from Lebanon and Ergun Tamer from Turkey. I recorded them at Ergun's home with his family and friends present. Later that evening, Ergun decided to bring out his saz.
Maybe I should play some of those.
This meter is in 18, 2, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 2, 2, like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Ergun Tamer playing Turkish folk music on the saz. To get some perspective on Turks in America, I talked to Turkey's cultural ambassador to the U.S., Talat Halman. In his office facing United Nations Plaza in New York City, Ambassador Halman drew on his 22 years of experience in America as professor, poet, and music lover.
Within the Turkish American community, which is approximately 100,000 strong,
In all of the United States,
and dispersed over a very broad geographic area rather than concentrated at any given location, the musical experience is essentially based on not local talent. They have a way of satisfying their musical needs in private ways. But on the East Coast, there is the occasional prospect of listening to live performances of Turkish folk or Turkish classical music, because many groups or individual singers or instrumentalists are imported, so to speak, brought over from Turkey for one or more concerts. What one can refer to as the slow pieces are very subtle and very beautiful. Some of them are exquisite in their musical formulations, and to the trained ear, they are like supreme poetry, if you will.
Two visiting artists from Turkey, Necdet Yaşar and Niyazi Sayın, they performed at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, a concert which was a big event for local Turks there. Turkish professional musicians are really rare in America, but there's one who lives in Baltimore. His name is Emin Gündüz, and he gives classical or light classical Turkish music concerts for communities as far away as Montreal. His bread and butter job, though, is in Middle Eastern nightclubs, such as the Astor in Washington, D.C. He'll sing in Greek, Arabic, Armenian, or Turkish. Gündüz, singing with the John Tatasopoulos Ensemble for a belly dancer at a Greek nightclub. When Gündüz gives a classical concert, one of the most requested songs he sings is called Katibim. Years ago in America, Eartha Kitt sang it in English. Then it was called Üsküdar. Gündüz accompanies himself on the kanun, a Turkish zither.
Üsküdar'a giderken aldı da bir yağmur. Üsküdar'a giderken aldı da bir yağmur. Katibimin setresi uzun eteği çamur. Katibimin setresi uzun eteği çamur. Katip uykudan uyanmış, gözleri mahmur. Katip uykudan uyanmış, gözleri mahmur. Katip benim, ben katibin, eline karışır. Katibim mek kolana da gömlek ne güzel yaraşır. Katibinim, ben katibin, eline karışır. Katibime kolalı da gömlek ne güzel yaraşır.
Emin Gündüz, a full-time Turkish musician, a real rarity in America. The Turks in the United States are few and they're scattered. It's difficult for them to get musical nourishment of the Turkish sort, especially since most of them are westernized to begin with. But there's something undeniable about Turkish nationalism that causes immigrants to make musical allies here of traditional enemies there, whether Lebanese, Greek, Armenian, or Arab. And when a visiting Turkish ensemble does occasionally come to town, you can bet that Turks from miles around will be the first in line at the box office. I want to thank the musicians Cemil Akça, Müfit Bayraşa, Ergün Tamer, Cihad Rasi, Necdet Yaşar, Niyazi Sayan, and Emin Gündüz. For Near Eastern Hospitality in Los Angeles, I owe special thanks to Cihad Rasi and Ergün Tamer. Sam Pantazopoulos and the Astor Restaurant were cooperative beyond politeness. Post-production engineering is by Terry Knight and Dave Glasser. Deb Lamberton, as usual, gave valuable help and advice. Please join me for my next program on Music in a New World. I'm Carl Signell.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. This program was produced by Carl Signell, who is solely responsible for its content. The production of this program was made possible with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund.